This is the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. It's Thursday morning, August 6th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Lewis Keller Injury Lawyers releases essential legal guide for North Carolina auto accident victims. Lewis Keller Injury Lawyers has released an essential legal guide for North Carolina auto accident victims. The guide outlines steps to take after a collision, emphasizing the importance of securing the scene, obtaining medical evaluation, gathering evidence, and exercising caution with insurance adjusters. The firm encourages drivers to consult a personal injury attorney to navigate legal procedures and protect their rights in the Piedmont Triad region.
Personal injury attorney Joe A. King Jr. named to the top 50 Alabama Super Lawyers list for 2026. Morris King and Hodge, PC, proudly announced this recognition today. Mr. King, recognized for his excellence in personal injury general plaintiff cases, has received Super Lawyers honors consistently since 2016. The law firm serves clients in Huntsville and North Alabama, specializing in personal injury and wrongful death cases.
Carosella Associates, PC, expands family law practice with addition of Tina Weber, experienced family law attorney. Carosella Associates, PC, expands its family law practice by welcoming Tina Weber, an experienced family law attorney with over two decades of legal expertise. Ms. Weber's addition enhances the firm's ability to provide tailored legal solutions for divorce, child custody, support matters, and more. Her extensive courtroom experience and client-centered approach align with the firm's commitment to serving individuals and families in Pennsylvania.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.